podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
On Thursday, April 12th, CITR 101.9 FM presents live at Rocked Thursdays at the Plaza Club, featuring the Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk. Tickets available at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, and High Life. For more information, visit www.clubzone.com.
The Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk, Thursday, April 12th at the Plaza. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
To look, to spy, the strange winds blow. To us, we're raging low.
Canadian Way! You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And we're going to be with you here until 7:30 p.m., bringing you the new and best in new and not so new independent Canadian music from coast to coast. Whew! Just let me catch my breath for a moment. Running around the library. We got lots of great music lined up for you today. Before we get to it, I want to thank everyone who gave me positive feedback on last week's Rheostatic Wake show here on the Canadian Way. And yeah, we'll do something like that again in the future. That was a lot of fun catching up on old Rheostatic stuff. On today's program, we are going to play something from the number one band on the CITR countdown, The Pack, who just had their CD release party. As well, we got new stuff from Amy Honey, White Cowbell, Oklahoma, Tokyo Police Club, You Say Party, We Say Die, who are, of course, headlining the Virgin Festival. But it's You Say Party, We Say Die, so that's kind of cool. Of course, another track from the Rheostatics Tribute CD, which we debuted on last week's edition of The Canadian Way. And, of course, hockey is in the air, kids. Yes, the Canucks playoff game against the Stars starts right now at 6 o'clock, and, of course, the Giants start at 7 p.m., so I thought what better way to get today's show started than with a little bit of Handsome Brothers here on the Canadian Way.
of mind. Coast to coast, the news world dreaming at us. Nothing left to say. We're all heading south for the winter. Down across the line, down across the line, down across the line. He's the last Canadian boy in the NHL. He's the last Canadian boy in the NHL. In the NHL. The farm. These the final destinations. Hoisting up the cup. Joining in the celebration. Now there's nothing left to say. We're all heading south for the winter. And we're down across the line. Down across the line. Down across the line. He's the last Canadian boy in the NHL. He's the last
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
That was a little bit of music to celebrate your Friday the 13th with. A little something we played on the show a couple weeks ago from Vancouver's very own TV Heart Attack. From their self-titled debut CD, we heard the track called 13. You wouldn't believe how hard it was to find anything that had to do with Friday the 13th or the number 3 when you actually have to try and find a song that has to do with something so particular. You're screwed, quite frankly. You can have all the time in the world to search for it. You're screwed. Anyways, with that said, that was a good alternative to... Actually, I wanted to get some little bit of rockabilly going with a Friday the 13th kind of vibe thing going, but see if maybe we can't do that before the end of the show. Before TV Heart Attack, we heard a little something from a former number one on the CITR countdown. 2 weeks ago, the Book of Lists debuted at number one, actually. That's pretty impressive. Brand new self-titled CD, which is their second full-length effort. And we debuted that on the Canadian Way about just about a month ago. First show back, actually, it was, which would be a month ago. Wow, it's hard to believe the Canadian Way's been back for a whole month after being on hiatus for so long. But it's good to be back. From the Book of Lists self-titled CD, which is now number 13 on the CITR countdown. I'm sure it's going to go back up again. We heard the track called Little Jerk, one that I'm sure the Hanson brothers, who we started off that set of music with, would enjoy the sentiments of that song. Little Jerk. Yeah, Little Jerk. Before that, we heard from another local band who just did their CD release show for this CD about a week and a half ago at the Railway Club. It's a duo of very sexy-sounding women who call themselves The Pack. And wow, they have a way with the smoky, bluesy tunes there. I'm becoming more of a convert to this debut from The Pack called Tintype more and more. This CD can be found on the 13MC music label, which I believe is their own label, because I haven't heard of it before now. I don't know. The name of the track that we heard was the lead off of the Pack's debut CD called Gold Rush. And before that, in recognition of the fact that it's hockey fever time again in Vancouver, people who have never watched the sport since the last playoffs are back on the Canucks and Giants bandwagon and enjoying hockey with the rest of us. In recognition of that, we played a couple of tracks from the Hanson Brothers. Before The Pack, we heard from the Sudden Death CD, which we found on the Essential Noise label. And the name of the track that we heard there was, of course, the hockey song, cover of the Stompin' Tom Connors classic. And before that, we heard another track from their most recent CD, My Game, which came out in 2002 on, surprisingly enough, the Mint Records label. The Last Canadian Boy. I don't know how many Canadians are in the NHL playoffs at present, but I know they're not down to the last Canadian boy. But somehow, I thought it might be appropriate for this show because it has the word Canadian in it. Yeah, we're looking at about 6:30 here. You are listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and ways that you can get in touch with me to make requests for this show or a future edition of the Canadian Way, because, of course, we are back on weekly after being on hiatus for a while. If you want to make a request for a future edition of the Canadian Way, you can do so either by giving me a dingle here in the station. Our phone number is 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR for your all numerically challenged folk. Ooh, it's been a while since I've used that one. It's good to be back, folks. Or, of course, you can do it the e-way, the easy way. And, of course, go online to the Canadian Way's website, which is on MySpace, myspace.com/Canadian Way. And you can make a request by email through there. Or, of course, we have the good old-fashioned standby, the Canadian Way email address, which is, of course, thecanadianway@popstar.com. And you can even just say hi. There's no request necessary to say hi to yours truly, Spike. We're going to be doing the gig listings after this set of music if the website would come up, speaking of the technology. But for some reason, it's down right now. I hope that means it's being updated. Then we'll have all sorts of concert goodness, live music goodness for you. But in the meantime, we're going to revisit a CD that we debuted on last week's program in just a moment here. Of course, that is the Rheostatics Tribute CD, which is called Rheostatics Tribute, The Secret Sessions. It can be found on Zunior.com if you head on over there. It's an e-music label run by Dave Ulrich of Inbred's fame. So I figured that would be a good prompt to play a little bit of classic Inbred's for you. From their second CD, Combinator, which came off of Dave Ulrich's PF Records label back in, 94, 95, I think this came out? Ooh, it's a while ago. 92? No, that can't be right. I guess it is. Anyways, we're going to start off with some classic Inbreds with something from the Combinator CD. Any Sense of Time is the name of this song, and then we're going to play the Inbreds' contribution to the Secret Sessions tribute CD to the Rheostatics. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, here here is the Inbreds to start off this set of music on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Supposed to be the sun. why didn't they stay here and help me shovel the wall? Of melody is what I hear when I'm alone, and I love it more than misery, and I love it more than home, and I cry when I'm not with it, even though I've never been. Well, the dope fiends laugh and say it's too soon. They all go home and listen to the dark side of the moon.
This is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, which of course can be heard online on our website in live streaming audio format at citr.ca. And of course, we just started podcasting last week. So that's a bonus. You can hear past episodes of The Canadian Way and many other CITR shows on the website CITR.ca, and then click on podcast and you'll get links to the specific shows, which will go to their XML sites. And that's where the magic happens. And of course, you can get us on cable at Cable 102 FM. My name is Spike. It is about 6:45. We're about midway through the show. Of course, at 7:30, we throw it on over to David Love Jones and African Rhythms. So stay tuned for that. Always a good listen. Get your evening's fill of jazz and blues. So stay tuned for that. We are going to do concert listings, and then we are going to get to some more music from a Paper Bag Records band, with which we just ended off this last set of music from Paper Bag Records out of Vancouver, BC. You say party, we say die. Have released a brand new CD. It's actually their debut on the Paper Bag Records label. And boy, what a roster Paper Bag is starting to build up. Fairly impressive. Quickly becoming one of the best record labels, independent record labels in Canada. So good on them. From You Say Party, We Say Die's new CD called Lose All Time, we heard the track called Opportunity. We had something from Oshawa, Ontario's Cuff the Duke before that, from a debut CD, of course, which we debuted here last week on The Canadian Way. Of course, we now have it in the studio here, so you can hear it on pretty much any show. But from the Rheostatics tribute, The Secret Sessions, from Zunier.com. You can go down there and do a digital download of the CD with free artwork and everything. And from that tribute CD, we heard Cuff the Duke's contribution of Claire, one of the all-time best songs by Rheostatics. And before that, we had another track from the Secret Sessions Rheostatic Tribute CD from the Inbreds, who got back together especially to record this song, their version of Dope Fiends and Booze Hounds. And hey, they're sounding really good these days. I hope this won't be the last of new content that we hear from the Inbreds. And my guess is, with the invention of Zunier.com, there's a good chance that since one of the band's members is an owner of the label, that we will probably see something or other. Maybe some sort of a... I know they got a brand new DVD that just got released on Zunier.com, so I would imagine we're probably going to see some rarities and stuff like that before too long. And also from Mike O'Neill and Dave Ulrich, otherwise known as the Inbreds, we played an oldie but a goodie from the Kingston, Ontario duo, from their second CD, Combinator, which came off of their PF Records label in 1994. It was 1994, kids. This was the name of the song that we heard was called Any Sense of Time, kind of the first recognition, the first real stab at notoriety for the Inbreds. Sweet little video for that one, and kind of a sweet little song. It's kind of nice to relive the old days there. Of course, that one had an original release, that particular tune, on their second 7-inch single back in 92, and therein is where the release date of the album was confused. But nevertheless, a fantastic little piece of oldie Canadiana for you there. It's always nice to yank out the old songs and play them once again. Wipe the cobwebs off and give them a spin. We are going to do a listing for live concerts which are happening in and around Vancouver right now, and then we're going to get back to some more music courtesy another Paper Bag Records band, as I just said a moment ago, Tokyo Police Club. Popping peas. Tokyo Police Club from Newmarket, Ontario. So stay tuned for that. They're probably the biggest independent buzz band here in Canada going right now. They're eating that shiz up in the UK, apparently. They're hotter than Arcade Fire at the moment, getting tons of requests on BBC Radio. So good for them. We're going to hear some Tokyo Police Club in just a moment. But first, happening tonight, Friday, April 13th. Wow, scary. Get scared to some good tunes. First of all, from Little Down Dirty Productions at the Anza Club, The Fiends. Ooh, that should be kind of fun. Some of the old Hallow Spooky punk for you there. Opening up for The Fiends is Dirty and the Derelicts, Real Bent, and Eye Brain Eater. Ooh, Eye Brain Eater. Talk about dusting off the cobwebs. That could be kind of fun as well. So if you want a good old-fashioned spooky Friday the 13th, head on down to the Anza Club. IMU Productions presents Earlstown Winter, Run GMC, and Dan Swimner as well as Taro from Run GMC. And that's happening at the Backstage Lounge. No miners for that one. $10 at the door, and 9 o'clock is the start for that one. Buddha Funk with guests are playing down at the Balmoral. No miners, 9 o'clock start for that one. Doors open at 8. The Glim Project features the Eyesores at the Buffalo Club. 8:30 doors for that one. Tickets at the door. The SPM Music Biz presents Schultz Red Ant Army in Novo and Freebase. That's playing at the Cobalt Lounge. $10 at the door, $8 with the flyer. If you happen to have the flyer, you can actually download it at livemusicvancouver.com, which is, of course, where we get all the listings for our local gigs. No place better to find out what's going on around town. Bass Nectar is playing at the Commodore Ballroom. No miners for that one. 9 o'clock start time. Boom Chicks is playing at the Cottage Bistro over on Main Street. That's an all ages, and it's free, starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Mike Henry is playing at the Firefighters Club in Burnaby, B.C. 10 o'clock start for that. Professor No Pants and the Girl in the Tree present Dark Carnival 2007, featuring the Likely Rads, Second Rate Rejects, Fatty Maddie in the Yellow Belts, and Warbirds. That's happening at the Hammond Community Center in Maple Ridge, B.C. Wow, we love the all-ages gigs in Maple Ridge. And that is $8 at the door, $6 if you're wearing a costume. Ooh, talk about spooky kids. It's not even Halloween. What the hell? And that's starting at 8 o'clock, and doors are at 7:30 for that one. Fireball Productions presents Inferno Majesty and Tyrant's Blood at the Lamplighter, quickly becoming one of the best places to catch kick-ass music in town. And Amy Honey, who we're going to feature a little later on in the program, is playing at the Main over on Main, and that's an all-ages free. 10 o'clock are the doors for, 5 o'clock are the doors for that one. Music gets started at 5, or sorry, at 10. Doors at 5, show starts at 10. Now that we have that settled. SPM Music Biz presents Ben Sixton, the Painted Birds and Parlor Steps at the Media Club. No miners for that one. $12 at the door, $10 with the flyer. Of course, you can get it on the website. And that is at 10 o'clock. And we have the Devil's Right Hand, Full Strength, and Loose Tooth playing at the Pick Pub. And that is a Metalworks production. No miners, $8 at the door, 10 p.m. The music gets started for that one. And finally, Black Betty Mendoza and the Almighty Sod Hauler are playing at the Pub at 340 as part of the Friday, April 13th festivities. Oh, and one more that we do want to include, because I really like this band and they're quickly becoming a favorite here on the Canadian Way. The Pack, along with guests The Smokes and Blackberry Wood and D. Trevelon, playing at the Railway Club tonight. No miners for that one, and doors open at 9 p.m. Check it out, The Plaques playing tonight, and they're awesome live. Wow. Too bad people can't smoke in bars anymore, because you want to smoke when you hear The Pack. I don't know why, but that's funny that they're playing with The Smokes, by the way. Just thought I'd say that. Okay, we're going to start off this set with some Tokyo Police Club here on the Canadian Way.
Okay, try that.
There's a good chance we won't make it to the big dance they all owe us. Is for two. So if I may, I will take the first steps and say I feel like drowning till the end of the month. 'Cause I'm a fake who sticks to his guns. It's what I know, son, and it comes easy to a liar like me. Colors are bleeding into gray. I know you're
and down, and baby, I want to get down with you. Now, and if I can say you will find in our friends, but it won't walk. Cause I am a fake who sticks to his guns and lets the bitches run. It comes easy to a scumbag like me. Do I'll be damned, do I'll be damned, do I'll be damned. Do I'll be damned, do I'll be damned, do I'll be damned. Well, you can do, do, do. Oh, you can be damned, damned, damned. Do I'll be damned, do I'll be damned, do I'll be damned. When you think about all the good times you had, do you beat yourself up for being bad? Do you worry that you're gonna die young?
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Let's join hands and The subject of lesbianism is very ordinary. It's the question of male domination that makes everybody can.
Well, I am a prize, but I lose my tip sound. I got my price. She caught my eye, sir. She caught it well. She found a way and she went.
That was a little something ending off that set from a band that I guess still exists, but they're in kind of an awkward situation, and it's kind of really unfortunate. It happens sometimes. They just suffered the loss of their lead singer and chief songwriter. We're talking about Victoria band Daddy's Hands, who are now based out of Montreal. First of all, I'll let you know that we heard something from their brand new CD, which is their third full-length now to date. It's called Welcome Kings, and it comes off a label in, of all places, Cobble Hill, which is just in between Duncan and Shawnigan Lake, I guess is how you'd describe it. It's like a hole-in-the-wall little farming community, place of the best cider in town, in the world, I might add, in Marydale Cider. That little spot for Marydale Cider by yours truly. From Daddy's Hand's new CD, Welcome Kings, we heard the track called Foot in Mouth. And I dedicate that one to myself because, well, quite frankly, it seems to be a way of life for me sometimes. But I digress. Unfortunately, Daddy's Hands lost their singer and songwriter, Dave Wenger, at the end of November. As far as I understand, what happened is they were on the road and he went to sleep one night and didn't wake up. As far as I know, it wasn't anything untoward, no murder, no drug overdose or anything like that. But unfortunately, the Daddy's Hands are currently without a lead singer. But ironically enough, talk about hardcore here, they're still touring Eastern Canada, debuting the CD, I think as we speak, somewhere out in like Moncton or something like that. But they're doing so without Dave Wenger, unfortunately. I hope this doesn't mean the end of Daddy's Hands, but crazier things have happened. I mean, they've released a CD without, without their lead singer. So, I mean, it seems like they're intent on moving forth. But sad news from the Daddy's Hands department. Before that, we heard something from Lesbians on Ecstasy from Montreal. From their brand new CD called We Know You Know, which is a self-released effort and can be found on the Fusion Distribution distro label. The name of the track that we heard was called The Cold Touch of Leather, and I have only one word to describe that one. Kinky. Before that, we heard from former front woman, or co-front woman, I guess. They were all front women of the band Clover Honey. We're talking about none other than Amy Honey, and if you miss Clover Honey and their sweet honey vocals, you'll probably want to go check out Amy Honey, who's playing at the Main tonight, starting at 9 p.m. It's a free all-ages gig, so check it out. And the Main has good food, too, so you can make a night of it. From Amy Honey's brand new CD, which is her second full-length CD called Pioneer Woman, we heard the track called Do or Be Damned, and that one can be found on the Self-Righteous Records label. And we started all off with some brand new, previously, well, I guess it's previously released, but it's brand new, Tokyo Police Club, from a brand new digital EP, which sees its release, or actually saw its release last month, and is available, I think, at like the iTunes site. You can hear it on CBC Radio 3, and I believe you can also buy it through their website. It's called the Smith EP, and it features hard-to-find previously released tracks, such as this one, which was a B-side to a UK single called Box. And Tokyo Police Club, like I said at the top of the set there, causing quite a stir, quite a sensation, quite a hullabaloo over in parts of Europe, specifically in the UK. They've just gone over there to play some big festival or whatnot, headlining the Isle of Wight Festival, I guess co-headlining the Isle of Wight Festival later on in the summertime. So things are happening for Newmarket, Ontario's Tokyo Police Club, and with good reason. They can rock the joint out. So if you ever have a chance this summer, if Tokyo Police Club happens to be in your neck of the wood, do yourself a favor and check them out. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We're going to get to some more music in just a shake. Going to play the brand new White Cowbell, Oklahoma. Speaking of live bands who kick you in the face, holy smokes. So stay tuned for that. But first of all, these messages.
Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah! Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Somebody to sing the word.
We gonna Lookie Dookie Sapphire.
And some adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. In 20 minutes' time, it will be David Love Jones and African Rhythm, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to get the insanity started with a band who's always looking for a fight. From Toronto, Ontario, it's White Cowbell, Oklahoma. Answering the musical question, how fast is sin? Or how fast are you? Faster than sin. Here is White Cowbell, Oklahoma to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Oh my God, a boot flying in my face! We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
Canadian way!
Oh my god, I just hurt my throat doing that. That was kind of dumb. Anyways, we just heard something from a local trio called Shearing Pinks, who are kind of burning up the CITR countdown charts. This week, I believe they are... let's see. They're number 17, which is what they were last week. Holding steady, as they like to say in radio lingo, from their brand new CD, which is called Poison Hand, and can be found on the Gilgongo Records label. Never heard of Gilgongo, but I love that word, Gilgongo. Of course, Shearing Pinks website, myspace.com/Shearing Pinks with an X, P-I-N-X. And from their CD, we heard the track called Crime Waves. Before that, from St. John's, Newfoundland, we heard from Dwayne Andrews. And it's part of the Dig Your Roots creative jazz compilation. Name of the track is called Improvisations on the First Movement of Mozart's String Quartet in G Minor K516. And before that, we heard something from a local band, Cobweb Society, which we debuted, a couple month ago when we came back, and I did a couple fill-ins. Debuted that CD on CITR. Name of the EP is called Web of Confusion. We heard the track, which is probably my favorite from this band, called End of Radio, and seems rather prophetic, unfortunately, but I don't want to trouble you with my problems. Before that, we heard a pair of bands from Toronto, Ontario, to get things started on sort of a rockier tip, from the Kent Boys new CD called Atticus Finch, which can be found on the Transistor 66 Record Company CD label. We heard the track called Dust Bowl, which is the opening track on that album, which is a debut. And before that, from White Cowbell, Oklahoma, the traveling train wreck that is White Cowbell, Oklahoma. If you haven't had a chance to see them in performance, please do. From their CD Casa Diablo, which can be found on the Slick Monkey record label, we heard the track called Faster Than Sin. That just about does it for this edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Be sure and tune in next Friday at 6 o'clock, as with every Friday at 6 we are on. We're going to end off today's program with a little something from Ottawa, Ontario's Wooden Stars from their brand new CD, People Are Different, which can be found on the Sonic Onion record label. We're going to be playing the track called Microphone to wrap things up here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Remember, CITRCA.ca to download podcasts of this or any future edition of The Canadian Way. Be sure to get out and see a gig or two, support your local live music community, and remember, always buy Canadian. This is Spike saying, have yourself a good weekend and a happy Friday, July the 13th of April. Anyways, that's it. David Love Jones with African Rhythms is coming up next.
Blurry hands, need to know.